Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Louis Coetzee, who is Executive Chairman at Katoro Gold. How are you today, Louis?
Good morning, Zach. Nice to be talking to you again.
Right. Last week we appeared to have a pretty company-changing RNS for Katoro Gold. You entered into a joint venture for a near-term finance-ready gold tailings project in South Africa. For the benefit of our listeners, please could you give a brief overview of the key points of the project?
Yes, of course. I think the most important and the most exciting part of it is that it's a gold project. I mean, gold is at the moment doing quite well. We see the longer-term price for gold being quite bullish, and there seems to be a strong sentiment in favor of gold at the moment. So that's the first part that we're quite excited about, that this is a gold project. To add to that, we also have in this project the very real possibility and prospect of near-term production in a fairly simplified environment. From the work that we've done so far, we also have quite a low all-in sustaining cost. And this was done, I might add, at a gold price of about $1,300 per ounce, which is significantly lower than the prevailing price. So we see the all-in sustaining cost coming at around about $664 per ounce, which on the modeling price that we've used is already a very handsome margin. Then we see that the tailings as such, all the operational matters that are associated with this project seems to be a rather straightforward operation. We do not envisage any issues with the operational side of it. Most importantly, we don't have to mine this product. The tailings is already mined, it's a mined product, so the processing of that is ever so simple and ever so straightforward. And then this is the previous, this is a mine, these are tailings, so they are on an existing mine, a mine that's been in production for many, many years. So we have existing infrastructure that we can work from. We don't have to go and create a huge amount of infrastructure at a very high cost, and so doing, bringing down our margin in terms of what we can get. So all in all, we see it's gold, we're very excited about gold. It's a near-term production opportunity, low all-in sustaining costs, easy extraction, easy mining operation, and the ability to leverage off very well-established existing infrastructure.
Well, as you've just described, from an operations point of view, the project seems quite compelling. But at what stage is the permitting process for operations? Does the project have a suitable life of mine? And what is the financing potential for a project like this?
Well, Zach, this is probably what I should have started off with. We have all the permitting in place, all the relevant permitting that we need to get this operation going is in place already. We don't have to go and look for it. Added to that is the fact that we've also seen an improvement in the overall mining climate in South Africa over the last couple of months, and that's something that we're also particularly excited about. And then added to that is also the fact that we have a prospect of a 35-year life of mine here with the ability and with the real prospect of increasing that or extending that life of mine from 35 years even further than that. And then lastly also, this is a project on which quite a bit of work has been done already, and therefore it is finance ready. It is ready for us to go and procure funding to put it in operation.
Right. Can you expand on the project funding? I mean, you said it's ready. What's required to bring tailings into production? What are the likely timescales, and what the potential sources of funding are, as the RNS didn't state whether there would be dilution to Katoro shareholders?
Well, the way that we are approaching it at the moment is that we believe that we will be able to get the project funding in the form of debt instruments and project funding. We are focusing our first efforts on the tailings facility number 7, where we have a 400,000 ounce deposit that we're going to work on, or for that 400,000 ounce gold content. That will be our first focus at this point in time, and as I've said already, we believe that there's enough work done to a reasonable level of confidence that we can actually obtain the funding that is required from debt instruments and from project funding. In doing so, avoiding a situation where we have unnecessary dilution for the shareholders of Qatar. In terms of what this funding is, what it is and what it will entail, well, there's a bit of work that we still need to do on that. And obviously, I'm sure you will appreciate that these are quite sensitive negotiations that we are involved in and that we've already started. And we will definitely update the market as and when we can. But at this point in time, we have engaged with various entities, and we are encouraged with the conversations and discussions that are ongoing at this point in time. If all goes according to plan, we hope to see first production or the first operational or commissioning of the plant, in other words, going into operation within 12 to 14 months.
Right. I mean, you seem pretty enthusiastic about the project. The market was also quite enthusiastic last week in terms of the share price. You know, the strong potential, you know, economics of the project, obviously related to the gold price as well. But do you anticipate further regular updates to the market?
Yes, definitely. And I need to be very careful here because I don't want to get ahead of myself or the project as such. I mean, as I've said just now, I mean, we are desperately working towards that position where we can get first production out. I mean, obviously, when we have that first production, it wouldn't be the ultimate production rate that we are targeting, but at least getting that first bit of production out. Now, in this process, and if you go back to the announcement that we've made on Thursday last week, on the 30th of January, I think you will be able to see from there that this is a project that where a lot of things will happen in a very short space of time. And I think that also tells us that there should be quite an active flow of news. As I said, you know, I do not wish to get ahead of myself and or get into a situation where we say anything at this point in time which we're not ready or supposed to be saying. But I believe that there will be regular updates to the market, and based on what we've announced last Thursday, I think you can easily see from that what the nature of those announcements will possibly be.
Louis Coetzee, Executive Chairman at Qatora Gold, thank you very much indeed for talking to us, and look forward to talking again soon.
Thank you very much, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.